You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Is this one of those situations where people will answer based on their gender bias?
Yeah. We run that risk with every one of these, you know.
Should I read this so that there are no names or so that you don't know? I will say this.
Do that.
It is a he and a she. It's a man and a woman. And it's their relationship. But I'm wondering if people... God, let's talk about this for a second.
I see what you're saying, yeah, because it could sway which way you answer this.
Let's talk politics for a second. I remember having a conversation one time with someone about politics, and I said, isn't it hilarious that when you have your side, that whatever the other candidate does, you bash the crap out of it?
Yes, it could be the greatest thing ever, but it's still the other side.
Whatever does, you laud as just like the greatest thing.
Yep.
I said, what if every single thing that happened, you didn't have a name or a letter inside parentheses attached to it, and you had to make your decision not knowing which candidate said or did that?
Yeah, can you imagine?
It would absolutely turn the political world upside down.
It would be better, probably.
I mean, that's just the way I think. It's just everything is you know, shaded by this. Okay, so do you want me to read this without saying who they
are? Just for funsies this time? Yeah, don't say it. I think it'll be fine. It'll work.
Then I've got to do this on the fly because I'm going to have to not slip and say something. This is going to sound stilted, but work with us on this. Please don't use my name. I've been in a relationship with a person for the last year. Just recently, we at least brought up the possibility of getting married someday. I thought the talks went well. You notice I'm being careful here?
Yeah.
I thought the talks went well. No timetable, but at least it was a discussion. Over the weekend, this other person told me they needed time away from me to, quote, think things over. I wasn't expecting this at all. I asked this other person what they needed to think over, and they said everything in their life, including their relationship.
Okay.
When I asked how long they wanted to be away from me, they said they didn't know, but it could be a few months. I don't want to be an idiot, but is this for real? Do people really take a month or two or more to, quote, think things over? Thank you. Hmm. No name, please. Did I manage to get through there without revealing
anything? Pretty smooth, pretty slick.
Whew, that was nerve-wracking.
I kind of lost track of the entire note because I was waiting for you to slip up. So could you kind of, in a nutshell, tell me again what's going on?
These two people have been in a relationship for the last year. They have at least discussed the possibility of getting married someday. So nobody asked anybody, but they've had that talk.
So they're in love-ish.
This person who wrote this to us said, I thought the talks went well. No timetable. This was a discussion. And then over this past weekend, this other person told the person writing to us that they needed time away to think things over and said they wanted to think over everything in their life, including their relationship.
Man, that person,
and said it could be months.
That person's going through some things, obviously. They're second guessing a lot of things, not just the relationship. They're a mess.
Listen. That's what they say.
But you think it's full on relationship? Like it's like coming to a head that like things, this is going to be a future here. I'm going to have to make a move. Got to get married.
And in order to protect feelings, it is no, I need to think
about my life and family and job
and
career
and where I'm living and
my hairstyle and all. Yeah, my workout routine and
I could be wrong.
Some people go through
and they do a complete audit of their life.
It's just a little crazy to think that, you know, they've been together for a while. They were talking about a future together and marriage. And then all of a sudden this one person throws on the brakes and is like, whoa, I need to be gone for a couple months to think about all this. It's generally, I would say, not how it works. When you start talking about marriage and stuff, you probably start getting a little excited and you want to spend more time together and plan. And I don't know.
Covering the opposite side of that for a moment, if you are going to take months, better now than getting married
and then being like, hey, I need to disappear for about 6 months. Are you good with that?
Hi, Nicole. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi. Yes. So something very similar happened with me and my now husband. After dating for a year, he needed a break, but he also came from a divorced family. So I'm just curious if maybe that's something similar, because he ended up actually breaking up with me, not taking a break, but then like a couple weeks later came back and after 5 years proposed, and we've been married for 10 with two wonderful kids. So I think it happens. It's just,
he just wanted to make sure he didn't want to be in a divorced family. And did he see what he did during the break? What did he do?
He was at his sister's. So
crashing on the
couch.
There
was no hanky panky going on.
Well, that you know of.
You don't know that.
Right, well.
You can't know. I mean,
you know, he might be
watching him for those
2 weeks. Be really close
whatever.
With his sister. You don't know.
No, I'm just saying, you know, you don't know where he is for every minute of the day. So.
For an entire year or whatever it was.
But, you know, look, if he said he was totally, you know, honest with you, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it worked.
And congratulations. I'm glad it worked out.
Thanks.
Yeah.
All right, you're welcome.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling. So that's two stories right away.
Boom, boom.
From,
take a break.
From Cole and Lindsay that say it worked out for me. Oh, my goodness. We have another Nicole. Nicole number two. Hi, Nicole number two.
Good morning.
So what do you think about this?
I heard the stories about the success stories. I'm going to be a little more pessimistic. That's awesome if it works for you, but I personally see that as a red flag.
How come?
If you're dating for a while and you need a, you must know that this is going to go somewhere, either long-term future or possibly breaking it off, and then you need months to figure it out. That's the concerning part. She definitely needs to also focus on what she wants over those next months.
Well, we don't know if it's she or not. We don't know who it is.
Okay.
Yeah, we haven't said he or she.
They need to figure out what they want in that break, because if that other person is not so sure, the person that was feeling confident and stuff.
Do you feel like a little break would be okay then, instead of maybe like 2 months?
A week or two.
A week or two. So you can take like a 2 week hiatus and then come back and be like, I found myself. I am one with the universe and one with this relationship.
Exactly.
Okay.
Hey, Nicole, let me ask you one other thing. Based on the comment that slipped out from your mouth, are you assuming from the note that it was written by a woman and the guy told her he needed some time away?
In a stereotypical bias, yes.
Okay, that's
right.
Interesting.
Good
I still
know.
Haven't said which way it went, but I'm really glad you called, and I hope you have a great day, okay?
Thanks, you too.
See you later.
Appreciate
well,
you.
Well, how was her vote then? Yes, it's
week.
Fine for a week or two.
She said it's a red flag if it's more
if
than
it's
a
longer
week.
Than that. Okay.
Valerie, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
So what do you think?
Well, okay, so I've experienced the same thing, but not to poo-poo on Nicole, the second Nicole, but it actually is happening to me, and I don't consider that a red flag, and here's why. The first time he came into my life was a year and a half, 2 years ago. Started dating, everything went well, talked about marriage, where we were going to live, where our house was going to be, all that stuff. Then within, 8 months, he wanted to take a break, and it was a mental break. He was literally going through some things, and luckily he wasn't too, at first he was kind of embarrassed to admit it, but then it was, you know, I explained to him, it's okay if this is what you need, and it really was. He wasn't cheating, he wasn't dating anyone else, he was literally trying to just
well, that you know of. Okay, so how long did that break last?
That lasted 6 months.
Okay, so now how long have you been back together?
We're back together now 3 months.
3 months, and he's asked
and
for
he
another
needs
break.
Another one already.
No, he doesn't need another one. Like we're now
Oh, I thought you said there was a second break.
You were in the middle of this, I thought you said.
Well, I mean, I'm in the middle of sort of the same situation where, you know, they take a break and then they come back.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha.
So they're back and everything seems good.
Is he better? Yeah. I mean, is he all in now or?
You know what? That was literally the best thing that's ever happened because he really did need to go and, you know, get his life together. And,
it sounds pretty darn mature, actually, the way you're presenting this. Like, he actually had a conversation with you and said, I need this, and I feel...
I like hearing the good news stories.
Like
Valerie,
it.
We got to run because we've got more people we got to get to before the break. But thank you, and best of luck. So that's a couple stories that say it has worked out well.
It's good, yeah.
Morgan and then Rob. Morgan, what do you think?
Good morning, boys. I think that it's better to take the break now than before they get married. And I think that it's good that they're not just rushing into it. It can be hard when it comes without any notice. And it sounds like that's kind of what happened, but better to do it now and figure yourself out before you're married.
It's very true. I feel like this person just might be scared a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Just scared.
Morgan, thank you for that. And then the five call says it all, fifth call to bring it home. Rob, what do you think?
Well, I'm going to start out by saying that my wife and I have been together for 30 years and married for 27, and we never took a break. And so I feel that the individual who wants the break may have a wandering eye or is already possibly cheating, and that's why they want the break.
Heck, man, they might already be married even, and they got to get out of the town for 6 months to tie up some loose ends. They might be married already.
Rob, thank you. Congratulations on your long relationship.
Very nice.
I will say that the number of text messages that have alluded to what Rob is alluding to.
So many.
There are many of them. Like a bunch that are saying, well, somebody's cheating.
Yeah.
Want me to reveal the two sides of this situation now? The letter came from a guy.
All right.
And he said it's the woman in the relationship who came to him and said, I need to go think things over. And it could be months.
Look at that. Well,
so, you know, like Nicole number two is talking about, you know, stereotypically, a lot of people immediately jump to the thought that it's the guy who's got the wandering eye. And in this particular case, it's the other way around. And this is why I'm glad we did it this way, because I'm wondering if people would have been a little more vicious.
You're probably right. Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Well, I hope she does it. Take a break. Like I said, I feel like it's a mature thing to do, especially do it before you get married. Go find yourself.
Yeah, you and Nicole never...
Found me. No, we didn't
never
do that. No.
Took a break, did you?
No. Mm-mm. We seem to be doing fine. But, you know, again, it's going to depend on the couple, the situation, the family, the jobs. I mean, there's so much involved. And it's all got to line up and be perfect, you know?